I was too astonished to move. I stood, open-mouthed and speechless, while parts of the roof and fender reversed their trajectory and clanked down to earth. Sirens sounded in the distance, and tenants poured from the building to stand beside me and stare at the burning jeep. Clouds of black smoke boiled into the morning sky, and searing heat rippled across my face. There'd never been any possibility of saving Morty Byers. Even if I'd immediately responded, I couldn't have gotten him out of the car. And probably he was dead from the blast, not the fire. It occurred to me that chances of this being an accident were slim, and that chances of this being meant for me were large. On the positive side, I didn't have to sweat Morelli finding out about yesterday's accident damage. I backed away from the fire and eased my way through the small crowd that had formed. I took the stairs two at a time and locked myself in my apartment. I'd carelessly left the front door wide open when I dashed out after Byers, so I did a thorough search with my gun drawn. If I came on the guy who roasted Morty Byers, I wasn't going to fool around with his neurotransmitters. I was going to go for a bullet in the gut. The gut made a nice big target. When I was sure my apartment was secure, I got dressed in shorts and shirt. I took a fast bathroom break and checked my appearance in the bathroom mirror. I had a purple bruise on my cheekbone and a small gash in my upper lip. Most of the swelling had gone down. As a result of the morning's fire, my complexion looked like it had been sunburned and sandblasted. My eyebrows and the hair around my face had gotten singed and stuck out in spikes about an eighth of an inch long. Very attractive. Not that I was complaining. I could have been dead and missing a few body parts that had landed in the azaleas. I laced up my Reeboks and went downstairs to take another look. The parking lot and adjoining streets were filled with fire trucks and police cars and ambulances. Barricades had been set up, holding the curious away from the smoldering remains of Morelli's jeep. Oily, sooty water slicked the blacktop, and the air smelled like charred pot roast. I didn't want to pursue that train of thought. I saw Dorsey standing on the perimeter, talking to a uniform. He looked up and caught my eye and headed over.